Today is Thursday, June 2nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So this is our last night of the cruise, and we've had a really good cruise. It's been, you know, I've been, you know, Daniel is a complainer. And I'm just saying that because he listens and like but I will say this, and maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I am more of a look on the bright sides in most situations. I feel like I'm a look on the bright sides kind of guy, and I don't, you know, I just think, oh my God, I'm on a cruise. I'm enjoying, you know, great locations. The weather's been great. Like, the food has been good. The music has been good. Like, everything, you know, I don't pick everything apart. And there are other people in this world who tend to go into experiences and you know, are a little bit more picky aparty. Anyway, I've had a really good cruise. Daniel and Zach and I have had a really good time seeing each other. We don't see each other very often. The last trip that Daniel and I went on together was, really the only other vacation that Daniel and I have gone on together. We've done Pride 48 events together, but never like a vacation other than when we went to Florida. He wasn't living in Florida at the time, but we both went to Florida, and at the same time, I met his mother. We went to Disney. We did Universal, which he hated because they wouldn't let him use his phone or something. I can't remember what it was, but anyway, he couldn't take his phone on a ride. I think he had to put his phone in a locker, and it was like, I don't know, a 10-minute wait in a line without your cell phone. And he probably doesn't even remember that, and he threw a fit. Anyway. And so we did that, and, but yeah, this is the only other time we went on a vacation together, and I've had a really good time. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm, you know, looking forward to doing it again sometime in the future. We'll see, you know, we'll see what we do. Daniel and Zach are already planning their next cruise, apparently, and have invited Mark and I, and we'll see, you know, if that works out or not, but either way, I've had a great time, and looking forward to more adventures in the future. So, going back, I know I talked a little bit about Sitka, and we ended on the bear sanctuary. I just want to say one more time, the enclosures were very impressive. It was these concrete, these huge, tall concrete walls that were circular. I mean, it was a big circular space. I mean, not like a zoo, but I mean like these gigantic spaces. Maybe some zoos have that large of an enclosure, but I mean, these are big. I mean, they're to keep, I guess they said they're to keep bears from outside the rescue from getting in, but also get, you know, these, because these are bears that have been injured. They've been rescued, you know, from something, and they have to, I don't know exactly, but they have to stay there. And I took some photos, and of course, Daniel was looking as I was flipping through some photos, and he said, oh, that's a good, oh no, the composition is horrible. And I'm like, oh my God, do you have to be such a critic? Like, I've said I'm not a great photographer. I'm learning how to do. Also, he is an expert at everything. this is not a Daniel complaint podcast. I have had a fantastic time. And Daniel is a wonderful person, and he's not a complainer at all. and I'm looking forward to, like I said before, I'm looking forward to future adventures together for sure. 100%. But he did look at my photo and say, the composition is horrible on that. He stopped himself, but that's what he was going to say. So, the next day, so that was Sitka. And then the next day, was a sea day. So we did, I believe, Sitka. Now I'm going to forget what our, I have the cruise compasses right here. And I haven't really looked at them, but the first day was a sea day. And then the next day was, I'm just looking here to make sure, Juneau, then Skagway, and then Sitka. Yeah. So we didn't do, I don't remember much of it. We did trivia yesterday morning. We've been doing trivia every morning. And then we had lunch in the main dining hall, and the service was much better. The first night that we did main dining hall, it was really slow. It took an hour to get our appetizer. Daniel and Zach, their food was not good. I enjoyed my food fine, but their food was not good. And so it was just not a good experience. We had something that we then couldn't go to or were running late for because dinner took so long. But when we had lunch in the main dining room, they immediately came up to us, gave us our water, gave us, asked what we wanted to drink, brought our drinks, brought bread. The waiter came over, took our order. We got an appetizer pretty quick. Entree followed fairly quick. I had a potato soup for my appetizer. I really enjoyed it. And then I don't know. I don't remember. We played skee ball in the afternoon after lunch, and I won. Oh my gosh. They charge so much for these arcade games. They are not included. And it was $2 per round of skee ball. But this was every game in the arcade was $2 per round. It's crazy. And then they give you, it's kind of like a Dave and Buster's where you get, you earn tickets and then you can get a prize. And they have these automated prize dispensing machines where you go up and swipe your CPass card and it knows how many tickets you have. But they were horrible prizes and we did not have very many tickets. So as is always the case, you're always paying more to play the games than the value of the prizes. Otherwise, they wouldn't make money. And we did that. And then in the evening, we had our chef's table. So we went to the concierge lounge. Carlington is letting me go. Carlington is their concierge. And he is now letting me go. He feels sorry for me. So he's letting me go with them. And so we went. I didn't eat anything because I wasn't super hungry. And we had the chef's table coming up. But I did get a Coke Zero. And then we just kind of hung out in there for about half an hour. And then we went down to Schooner Bar where we were meeting for the chef's table. And there's a pianist that Daniel has really been enjoying that sings and plays piano. And she was playing. So we listened to her. And they brought over a lovely drink for the chef's table people. They somehow knew that we were chef's table people. I was in the restroom or something. But when I came back, there was a drink waiting for me, and it tasted like Moscato. But when we went in to do the chef's table, they said it was a cocktail that had been invented by one of the bartenders on the ship and who had won an award for it or something. But it was Saint Germain, some kind of liqueur called Saint Germain that's elderflower with some sparkling wine and something else. I can't remember what the third ingredient was, but mint. I think it was like a mint syrup. And that was really good. And then they escorted us in for chef's table and it was five courses. I thoroughly enjoyed the food and the company and the chef's table last night. I decided to eat all of the seafood. I'm an adult now and I decided I was not going to ask for a double cheeseburger instead of seafood like I used to do when I was little. And so I ate scallops. I ate lobster. I had branzino, which was so fishy. Oh my God. But I ate half of that. I ate all of the scallops. I ate all of the lobster, the branzino. I was throwing up a little bit in my mouth. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but I ate about half of it. But when Mark and I had done the chef's table before, the thing is, we were set with the Republicaniest of Republican tables when he and I did chef's table. And I was worried, with three homos, I was worried that was going to happen again. And I don't know the political party of any of the people that we were sitting with. We never got into politics. But I will say that the conversation was great, and there was nobody acted all Republican-y. You know, they all acted like they were fairly liberal, and we were all drinking and having a good time and talking about, and, you know, and so there was a girl, I assume a guy and his girlfriend, because he was from New York and she was from Chicago, but they appeared to be together. So I don't know if this is a long distance relationship thing or they had met somewhere and decided to take a cruise together. We didn't go into that detail, but they were a lot of fun. Right across from us was a couple who'd been together for I don't know how many years, but they were celebrating their anniversary. They were from Philadelphia. And the guy was in IT. The lady was, I don't remember what she did, some government job or something. But they were lovely. And we had a great conversation. Like I said, the first course was a scallop with a carpaccio preparation. And the scallop didn't really have a lot of taste, but the dressing was really good. And it had crunchy quinoa on top of it and some greens and some other stuff. And I enjoyed it because it did not taste fishy at all. The second one was lobster and with like a vanilla sauce and a mango sauce. So two different sauces. And there was also pineapple and hearts of palm, which is always a weird ingredient. It was okay. I mean, I didn't really like the texture of the lobster, but it was okay. Everyone else seemed to love it. And then the third one, we had a tomato soup. I forgot about that because that was something I enjoyed. It was a smoked tomato soup. They brought out bowls that had croutons and cheese and a tomato. And then they poured the soup over it. So you got kind of like a presentation thing going on as well. And it was good. I enjoyed it. I like a tomato soup, and I enjoyed it. It was really, really good. Each one of those was paired with a white wine. I'm about to whip somebody. The Branzino, like I said, bleh. But I did force myself to eat about half of it. And when they brought it out, I could smell the fishiness. I could smell it. And I know some people enjoyed it, because I just don't like fishy stuff. Like, I don't like that smell. I don't like the flavor. But I tried. I gave it my best. And then we finally got to a filet mignon, thank God, with a bourguignon sauce, I believe it was. It was definitely a red wine sauce. So I'm going to say it was like Bordelaise or something like that. I can't remember. With a mashed potato, a garlic potato. Or Parmesanic something. It was a mash, and it was really good. It had some potato chips as well for crunch, and carrot, and I think asparagus, and some spinach, which I don't really love, but I left the spinach on the plate. And we had red wine with that. And these waiters were, even though, you know, it was kind of a small sip of wine per course, they were giving me extras. I don't know if they were giving everyone else extras, but they were definitely giving me extras. And I was feeling tipsy. And then we had a lovely chocolate dessert. It was a sphere. They had brought out a hot caramel sauce and poured over it. And the sphere melted. And there was ice cream and mousse underneath it. It was good. It was actually the same dessert we had in Wonderland. But it was good. I really enjoyed it. And a martini with it. We met up with our LGBTQ+ friends in the wine bar, so it was a lovely evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.